This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Star's Opinion, the Christian perspective. My name is Star. Welcome to my channel. If you are new here, welcome. If you are a returning listener, welcome. And if you haven't subscribed to the channel as of yet, go ahead and do so now. So today's podcast is going to be a little bit long, so I'm letting you guys know that right now, but I think it's going to be very good. I want to do something just a little bit different. Today, I want to open up in prayer. I've just been really focusing on prayer lately, and it has just been a beautiful thing, you guys. So let's go ahead and open up in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you. I thank you for who you are. I thank you for your word. I thank you for your spirit of truth. I thank you for all that you have done, all that you are revealing, all that you are doing in this time in my life personally and in the body of Christ. I thank you, Father, for you are cleaning up your bride. You are getting your church ripe and ready to meet you. And I thank you and praise you for that. Lord, I ask that this podcast will be blessed, that it will edify the listeners that are listening to this podcast, that it will cause them to have a heart of repentance. And they may say, what must I do, Father, to be in right standing with you? Forgive me, Father. Search my heart, search my mind to see if there's any wicked things that's inside of me that might oppose you, Father. And I will lay it at the altar so it can be a sacrifice, so I can be closer to you. For your word says, Father, to draw closer to you and you will draw closer to us. Give us eyes to see and give us ears to hear what thus says the Lord, Father. I thank you and I praise you, for you are the good Father. You give good gifts to your children. You have given us the keys to the kingdom. You have given us power and authority through your Son, Christ Jesus. And I thank you and I praise you and I magnify your name, Father. Holy, holy is the Lord, the eternal God. He is the one, the only true and living God. And we worship him. We bow down to him and we say, thank you, Father. For you are good. Everything that I have is yours. Everything that I will get is yours. So I turn it back and give it right back to you. As Hannah prayed, Lord, I'll give him right back to you, Father. Everything that you have given me, I'll give it right back to you, Father. In your Son Jesus' name, let this podcast edify, edify, Lord, edify the body of Christ, edify their minds through the word of God, edify their hearts through the power of the Holy Ghost, edify their spirit, Father. Only you know how to do it. Only you know all hearts. Only you know why they do what they do, because you created the hearts, Father. So turn the hearts back to the Father. Turn the hearts back to the Father, Father. In the name of Jesus, I praise your holy name. Hallelujah. Y'all, I could go on and on. So let's get to this podcast. Okay, so take a deep breath. Okay, so I got a notification on my phone from YouTube. If you guys do not know, the Lord has called me to come off of social media. So I have deactivated my Facebook and I have also deactivated my Instagram. The only thing he told me to keep up was YouTube, obviously, because I upload, you know, whatever the Lord gives me to upload. And for a while, I haven't uploaded anything. It was like over a month because I was just in prayer. And also my grandfather passed away. It was just a lot going on. So I needed to consecrate myself to the Father. I needed to consecrate more to him. He gave me the word to consecrate myself to his word and to prayer even more so. So I was like, Lord, am I not doing it? And he says, it's not that you're not doing it. I want you to do it more. So I'm like, okay, I'll do it more. So that's what I've done. And the Lord has been giving me things about this topic that I'm getting ready to talk about with y'all here. So let me know in the comments where you guys are listening from. But it's about Tiffany Montgomery. Now, I want to start from the beginning. When I first came back to God, truthfully, right? And I say truthfully because I was a lukewarm Christian. There's no secret. I've been very open about that. I was a hypocrite. I said that I love God, but I wasn't doing things that showed that I love God. I was a bona fide hypocrite. And that's how I was able to birth the book, How Do You Like Your Coffee? Because that was a direct question that the Lord asked me. How do I like my coffee? If you guys do not know, I am a nurse by professional trade. So I was on my way to work. The Lord asked me, how do you like your coffee? And the rest is history. So when I was on my way coming back to the Lord or being sanctified and the Lord was drawing me back to himself, that's when one of the viral videos that Tiffany Montgomery did was about Beyonce and the Beyonce concert. And I'm like, you know what? That's true. Because for years we have heard about this woman, Beyonce, and how she was a witch. She's a sorceress, X, Y, and Z. And she's causing the people of God, right? Not even the world, because the Bible says that the world is already judged, but she's causing the people of God to commit spiritual adultery with her by listening to her, by going to her concerts, by being an idol in the hearts of many Christians. So I'm like, you know what, that's true, you know? So that's how I became aware of Tiffany Montgomery. So I followed her ministry, right? I followed her Facebook page and I followed her Instagram. And I was very blessed by the ministry at that time. And I end up buying the book, Deliverance from Demonic Covenants and Curses. The book was a blessing for me. God really used that book to help me in my self-deliverance and to help me in just drawing closer to who he is, right? So fast forward, I forget which fast it was. It was actually in 2022. I did a fast with Tiffany Montgomery. It might have been 2023. I'm not sure. I did a fast with her ministry covered by God. I did the fast or whatever, praying to God, sincerely repenting. It was good. So then, fast forward, she was getting into a lot of online beef. Now, for me, like, I don't care what anybody has to say about me. You're going to say what you're going to say, regardless whether I know it or not. It's just what it is. So she was getting into a lot of online beef. And I'm like, this is not the fruit of the spirit. Like, I understand defending yourself, you know, to a certain extent. But to go back and forth with people on the internet about this and that, like, it, to me, it was just like all gossip. And I actually have a friend. She's actually subscribed to my YouTube channel. So, hey, girl, if you're listening, we will have conversations about Tiffany Montgomery and what was going on and, you know, just all the drama that was surrounding her. And I'm like, something is not, I said, I don't feel right. I just think this is not right. I don't feel that it is of God, the back and forth online. Like, I don't think God called you to do that. So I was very disturbed, but I kept following her or whatever, because what she would say, it seemed true. But as I got deeper in prayer and deeper into my word, my discernment started to really develop. And so she did another fast. And I'm like, let me pray before I do this fast, because I don't care who you are. Like, I'm going to pray about any situation, about anybody. But it is what it is. And the things that she was doing and saying, I just wasn't agreeing with. So I said, let me pray to see if God wants me to do this fast. So I was like, Lord, should I do this fast with Tiffany Montgomery on her cover by God? Is this a fast that you have called me to do? The Lord answered me quickly, no. Okay. The answer is no. So I didn't do the fast. And so then I would say a few weeks later, the Lord says, unfollow Tiffany on everything. So I unfollowed her on Facebook. I unfollowed her on Instagram. And I never followed her on TikTok, but her page would constantly come up. And then I was subscribed to her email listing. And so I was like, well, I'll just leave that. You know, that's just spam or whatever. And so that was it. And I was like, I didn't really question the Lord why he had me to unfollow her. I just knew something is not right. I'm not saying that she does not love God. I'm not saying that she's not a Christian, but something is not right. I was having a conversation with my mom. And keep in mind, I'm giving you the events of maybe almost 2 years ago. I was having a conversation with my mom, and she was like, my mom, who also God used to open my eyes about Joshua Giles, right? My mom, she said, you know, Tiffany loves God, but there's a check in my spirit about her. So I keep my eye on her because it's just a check. I'm not settled. And, you know, when the Holy Spirit makes you unsettled with a situation or someone, that is him prompting you to pray about it and to keep your eyes open and to watch and pray, right? So I'm like, yeah, you know, I unfollowed her or whatever. I thank God that he used her for me to get this book, but there's something that is just not settled with me. And, you know, I just left it alone because I didn't want to get online and say, you know, God told me this or God told me that, or this is why I stopped following Tiffany Montgomery, X, Y, and Z, right? I just felt like that was unnecessary and I didn't want to seem like as if I was attacking her, or I didn't want to possibly get into a back and forth debate with her or her followers, because the Lord was still pruning me and shaping me, because I'm the type of person, like, you say something to me, I'm gonna say something back to you. Like, I don't care what you have to say, but I will debate you or I will argue you down. Like, we will go back and forth. So the Lord has really tamed my tongue about that. And this is why he told me recently, about a couple of months ago, like, don't argue with devils. Don't argue with demons, right? Starve these demons out. Like, you don't have to defend yourself. The Lord has been telling me that since 2021, you do not have to defend yourself. Or is it 2022? I think it's 2022. 2022, and you don't have to defend yourself. Like, I will defend you. I will deliver you. You don't even have to open up your mouth. So the Lord has really worked with me on that. So now, even now, I get comments on my YouTube page, and people say the most outlandish things, and I'm just like, whatever. Like, it don't even faze me no more. So I thank God for deliverance. And so I was like, okay, well, you know, I stopped following her. I really didn't inquire of the Lord, but I would see different videos of people doing videos of Tiffany Montgomery. They was calling her a false prophet. They were saying that she's not sent of God, X, Y, and Z. So one time she was doing a live, and I say this is about 2022. I'm not sure, but you guys could go look it up. It was her and Victoria Orenzi. I think that's how you pronounce her name. And excuse me, what is that singer? Nathaniel, I think that's his name. And he's like, he plays the trumpet. And they were on live together. And before they got on live together, I was reading my Bible. And I was in the book of Jeremiah. I'll actually pull that up right now. I was in the book of Jeremiah and I was reading my Bible, minding my business. And then I decided to take a break and go watch some YouTube videos. And I saw the YouTube video of them three. So it was Jeremiah 23. And then I was on verse 21, or I was reading the whole chapter, basically. So I read the whole chapter and I was in Ezekiel. And then talking about false prophets and God didn't send them in X, Y, and Z. So I'm like, okay. So then when I finished reading those chapters, the one in...
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar plant protein bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Jeremiah 23 is what I remember right now. And Ezekiel chapter 13. I was reading those chapters or whatever because I was really into the Old Testament at the time. And when I went on YouTube and I saw them on live, and they were prophesying about the year of the bride. Right, the year of the bride and all these things and stuff like that, and how there's going to be a lot of kingdom marriages, X, Y, and Z. So as they were talking, and then they was like, oh, we're going to go speak in our heavenly language, and then they just started to pray in tongues, the scripture that I just read came to mind. And I was like, Lord, are you saying something to me? Like, are you saying that she's a false prophet? But I want to read Jeremiah 23 for sure, and I'm going to go down to verse... I'm going to go down to verse 15. So Jeremiah 23. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 15. And it says, therefore, this is what the Lord of heaven armies says concerning these prophets. I will feed them with bitterness and give them poison to drink, for it is because of Jerusalem prophets that wickedness has filled the land. This is what the Lord of Heaven Army says to his people. Do not listen to these prophets when they prophesy to you, filling you with futile hopes. They are making up everything they say. Do not speak for the Lord. They do not speak for the Lord. They speak saying, they keep saying to those who despise my word, don't worry, the Lord says you will have peace. And those who stubbornly follow their own desires, they say no harm will come your way. Have any of these prophets been in the Lord's presence to hear what he is really saying? Has even one of them cared enough to listen? Look, the Lord's anger bursts out like a storm, a whirlwind that swirls down on the heads of the wicked. I'm going to stop right there. So that scripture came to mind because I had just finished reading it. And I'm like, wait a minute, Lord. Are you saying that Tiffany and Nathaniel and Victoria are false prophets? I was a baby Christian at this time, very immature as far as when it comes to spiritual things. So I'm like, no, because, you know, she speaks about repentance. So she, you know, tells people to turn to God and don't have idolatry, right? Because I'm like, I'm weighing what she says. And then I'm like, Lord, are you saying this? So I'm like, maybe it's just me because I just read it. I just read the scripture. And maybe because I just read the scripture, that's why I'm thinking of the scripture. And then she comes up on my timeline. You know, maybe it's just that, you know, I kind of like cast it out. Not cast it out, but I put it to the side or whatever. So then that actually happened before the Lord told me to unfollow her, to be honest. Yeah, that actually happened before the Lord told me to unfollow her. So the Lord says, unfollow her. And I knew that was the Lord because it was a very stern voice. So I said, okay, I'm going to unfollow her. And then I just didn't like what was going on. I feel like if someone called you a false prophet, who cares? If you know that God calls you a prophet, why do you care if someone else calls you a false prophet? Like, who are they, right? As long as you are in right standing with God. But now it makes sense. In hindsight now, it makes sense. So I unfollow her. So then fast forward. I had a few dreams about Tiffany Montgomery, but one dream I will share is that the dream that I shared, I wanted to go to her Millions conference because the Lord was calling me into entrepreneurship. So I'm thinking like, oh, well, maybe I'll go to the conference to, see, you know, what can I learn and how can I get, you know, my creative juices flowing, X, Y, and Z and stuff like that. So then when I saw the price of the tickets, I'm like, no, like wisdom tells me that I cannot afford those tickets, right? So me being naive, I was like, Lord, if it's your will, you will have me and my husband be able to go to a Millions conference so we can do what you have called us to do in the business world, right? So I said, okay. I prayed a prayer of faith and I left it alone. We didn't go. But I had a dream. I had a dream that me and my husband went to a Millions conference. And we went to Millions conference. There was a lot of people. It was nice. People was laughing and smiling or whatever. My husband said, I'm going to go over here and look at this booth. This is the dream. I'm going to go over here and look at this booth and speak to these people. I said, okay. And I said, I'm going to go over there and say hi to Tiffany. So I went over there and I said hi to Tiffany. And we were laughing and talking. And then when we were laughing and talking, these two men had came up. And they were homosexual men. And they claimed to be married. And they were like, oh, Tiffany, we love you. And we thank God for your ministry. We did the year of the bride fast. And that's how God brought us together and X, Y, and Z, right? So she's looking like, who let you guys in? And they were like, oh, we came in. But I saw them come in the back way. Before anybody saw them, I saw them come in the back way. And I was looking at them, but I really didn't pay no attention to them because I wanted to go say hi to Tiffany. This is my dream, keep in mind. So when they came in, she was like, no, she stood on the word. She said, no, God does not approve of your marriage. You know, there's no way that you guys did the fast and God brought you guys together. Who allowed you to come and speak or who allowed you to come? So she was looking for her staff to see who allowed them to come and speak because they had microphones in their hands. So who allowed you to come and speak? No, you guys can't speak that. No. So they got really mad at her. They got so mad at her. And so she had her people escort them out. And so while we were sitting at the table, they said to her, everything that you do, or they wanted to say to her, they had this look in their eyes, like everything that you do, we're going to burn it down to the ground. We're going to crumble it. That's what they were saying to her, or the look that they were saying to her. And so she laughed and she was like, you can't do anything to me because I'm covered by God. That was my dream. So the people escort them out. Escort them out of the building. And so we laugh because those two people that were homosexual men wanted to dismantle everything that she had put together. And they were telling her, because you did not accept us, everything that you do, we're going to make sure that your ministry goes down. We're going to make sure that your businesses go down. Like, that was the look in their eyes. But she said, you can't do anything to me because I'm covered by God. That was what she said in the dream. And so we looked at each other and we laughed. And then I woke up and I'm like, Lord, what is that? I'm like, I'm praying to the Lord. Like, what is that? What do you mean by that? Is this like actuality, or is this, you know, like, what is going on or whatever? So I prayed for her. I prayed for her ministry. I prayed for her protection. I prayed that God will continue to lead her the way that she's supposed to go. And I was like, Lord, should I let Tiffany know, like send an email? Should I let her know about the dream that I have? And the Lord didn't say yes, but he didn't say no. So I sat on it for like a few days. So I asked the Lord again, Lord, should I let her know about the dream that I had about her? So I was like, okay, I'll just go ahead and send her a DM. So I sent her a DM on Instagram. I sent her a DM, and then I said, I'm going to also email it to her. So then I emailed it to her. And so a couple of weeks passed, maybe 2 weeks passed. And I was thinking, I'm like, I wonder, did she get the email? Because I didn't get a response back. And so I was like, Lord, did she get the email? Like, this is how I'm developing my relationship with God. I'm like, Lord, did she get the email? And the Lord said, she got it. Just like that. Like, oh, yeah, he didn't say like, oh, yeah, she got it. You know, oh, she read it. It was like, yes, she got it. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I left it alone. Like, let me just mind my business, right? I did what I thought God wanted me to do or say, and that's what that. So fast forward. So then I began to like unfollow her because it was just a lot of things going on. I think she got into a back and forth with somebody who was a photographer. I can't even think of his name right now. But as soon as I saw, this is when I was following her, as soon as I saw a live video and she was talking, and within the first 5 minutes, I knew she was talking about him. And I'm like, you know what? It's just too much. This is like the third or fourth fight that you have been in. So therefore, I'm done. So I unfollowed her. You know, the Lord led me to unfollow her, and I did. So now, fast forward, there was a lady who, her name is Joanne, right? And she was like, Tiffany Montgomery is a false prophet, X, Y, and Z. So I said, let me listen to what she has to say. So I listened to what she has to say. And even though I was hearing the words that was coming out of her mouth, what I saw with Joanne was like, I forget the scripture, but when Peter was doing his miracles and doing his ministry, there was a guy named Simon the Sorcerer. And Simon was a new convert. And when Simon was a new convert, he saw that Peter was doing all of these miraculous signs. And remember, he used to be a sorcerer. So he asked Peter, what can I do, or how much can I pay to get this power that you have? To get this power that you have, how much can I pay to do it so I could do the very works that you do? And Peter rebuked him and says that, you know, let your money, I'm going to say in my version because I can't think of the scripture right now, but basically that your money is no good here. You need to pray to God because I can see that you're filled with bitter jealousy and all these things. And Simon was like, oh, pray to the Lord, your God, that these things won't happen to me, right? So that's what I saw with Joanne. Even though I hear what she's saying, and what she's saying might be true, what I saw was Simon the sorcerer, or Simon who used to be the sorcerer, is that he was filled with bitter jealousy, you know, this and that. So I was like, okay, I went on about my business. And so then I saw another video. It was a light-skinned lady with like curly hair. And she came off really humble. And she was like, you know, this is what the Lord told me about Tiffany Montgomery, that God did not call her to be a prophet. So I listened to her. I wasn't swayed one way or the other way, but I didn't get the check in my spirit like I did for Joanne. I did not get that check in my spirit like I did for Joanne. So I said, okay, well, Lord, if that's your word, let it be true. Went on about my business. There's other people. I started to see a lot of videos of people just attacking Tiffany. And I'm like, Lord, what is really going on, right? Because, you know, there's these men who are attacking her, and, you know, they're saying that she's for profit or profit. And, you know, some things that they were saying was, you know, yeah, that's true. And other things that they were saying, like, well, I don't know. I think that's your opinion, right? So it's like, I saw it and I just, okay, I see it. You know, I'll mark it, or is it a check mark or whatever. And so then the recent one I saw, it was with Smart Christians, and I have my about him as well. But as he was speaking, I was like, yeah, that's true. but maybe it's not in that way, or maybe she didn't mean it that way. Like, I'm not getting that Tiffany does not love the Lord. Like, I'm not getting that. I'm not getting that she is purposely working in divination, right? Because how can a house divided stand, right? When, remember, they were saying that Jesus was possessed by an evil spirit. That's why he was able to do the miracles and signs that he was doing. And Jesus says, can say.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar plant protein bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
He didn't cast out himself. How can a house divided stand, right? So I'm saying, I'm not getting a false prophet as far as like she's working in divination. That's not what I get. But what I do get is what I saw, and I'm going to tell you what I saw. What I see is that someone who is puffed up with pride with the little bit of attention that the Lord allowed her to have when she gave that prophetic word about the Beyonce concert. And since then, her influence has greatly increased. And what I also see is that if you do not agree with her on certain things or on things that she says, that she basically have her followers turn and like, oh, don't touch not God's anointed, touch not my prophets, right? But the thing is that even though that she tells her followers, do not idolize me, what I see is that even though that you're telling them not to idolize you, that's what your mouth is saying, but what your heart is actually loving that these people are following you. That's what I see. You're telling them out of your mouth, do not put me as an idol, because you know how much God hates idolatry. But your heart is like, oh, I kind of like this attention. But Lord, I don't want nobody idolizing me, because I know that you hate idolatry. But your flesh and your heart is actually secretly admiring that people are flocking to you, which is causing the idolatry to creep up in your heart slowly but surely. That's what I see, because I said her followers are just like the beehive. You say one thing and they, oh, touch not God's anointed. Don't do my prophets no harm. Oh, no, no, no. Like, they go for that for her. But those are the same attributes that the beehive has when you go against Beyonce, right? So when I saw that, I was like, no, like, I'm not going to speak against her. But the thing is, I know what the Lord is showing me with that. Second thing is that one of the girls says that the Lord did not call Tiffany to be a prophet. And I can kind of agree with that, because when I was under her tutelage, as she would say, you know, she can be an excellent teacher that has a gift of prophecy, but you are not called to be in the office of a prophet. I can agree with that. I can definitely see that. I do not believe that God called her to be a prophet. She has a gift of prophecy, as many of us do, because we have the Holy Spirit, but God did not call you to be a prophet. And I think that everyone wants to be a prophet of sort, but God did not call you to be a prophet. Like, even for myself, right? Give you a little backstory. When back in 2014, when I came to Christ, 2014, and I was young, that was like 10 years ago, I was young and I was impressionable, and I was very young in the spirit as far as my spiritual maturity. And I was just reading my Bible the best way I know how. So I started from Genesis and, you know, went through all the books like that. And I prayed the best way I knew how, you know, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, you're good. Thank you for this day. Help me on my day as I go to work or whatever I'm doing. Very generic prayers, the best way I knew how. That's all I knew how to do. That's the best way I could have prayed at that time, because I didn't know scripture. And then the scripture that I was trying to learn, like, you know, I was learning it, but I was a baby, right? On milk. And so one day in prayer, I heard the Lord say to me, and at the time I did not know it was God. I just heard this voice say, "I'm going to put my words in your mouth." I didn't know anything about God putting his words in my mouth, what that meant. I thought I was like, "I'm crazy." Like I literally said, like, "I'm crazy." I didn't hear that. So I just like brushed it off. So I went to church and the pastor was preaching X, Y, and Z. And I'm sitting down like, "Okay, this is good." I'm clapping my hands, you know. And I'm sitting there and the pastor, he's in the spirit and he's preaching the word of God. And then he goes over to the side of the pulpit. And he's pointing and he's preaching and he points towards my way, right? He's not pointing at me, but he's pointing towards my way. And he said, "The Lord says that I will put my words in your mouth." And when he said that, if there were chains that was holding me down, that tied me up and put a lock on it, when he said that, those chains have broke. And I jumped up like, yes, because I didn't tell anyone that's what I heard because I thought I was crazy. But when the pastor said it, and I'm like, I know that's a confirmation from God because I didn't tell anyone. That was just something that I heard and I kept it in my heart. You know how the Bible says in Luke chapter 1, when Mary heard all these things, she kept it in her heart. She didn't tell anyone, she kept it in her heart. Well, that was me. I kept it in my heart. I didn't tell anyone. I didn't understand it. I didn't know what to say or what to do or whatever. So I just kept it in my heart. I went through what I was going through and I was a lukewarm Christian afterwards, but I knew that's what God told me. So when I actually found the scriptures for that scripture, I found the scriptures for that scripture. It is in Isaiah 59, verse 21. And it's in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 9. And I always go back to that. I'm like, "Lord, what did you mean? What did you mean that you will put your words in my mouth?" Right? And I just consulted the Lord and asked the Lord, "What does he mean? What do you mean by that? What do you mean by that? What do you mean that you will put your words in my mouth?" Right? So he said, "What did I call Jeremiah to do?" And I'm like, "You called Jeremiah to be a prophet." And he says, "So I called you to be a prophet." So I was like, "Well, what in what capacity?" Right? Because there's different offices of prophets. Like when you read through the Bible, there's no prophet that was alike. David was a prophet, Moses was a prophet, Samuel was a prophet, Elijah was a prophet, Elijah was a prophet, Jeremiah was a prophet, Isaiah was a prophet, but none of them are alike because they were a prophet for their time period and what God needed them to do. So I was like, I don't know, what, like, you haven't given me, like, I don't know my gift, right? You're telling me this, but I don't know what to do. And I'm not going to just go and say, "Oh, yes, the Lord called me a prophet," and I'm not going to really consult the Lord about this. So I didn't say anything. I just kept it to myself. That's just between me and the Lord. And I'm going to let him cultivate me personally, my relationship with him before, I just go out and say, "Oh, yes, this is what God called me to do," right? I might just have a gift of prophecy, like everybody else, but he didn't call me to be a prophet, so to say. So I left it alone. So as I am just cultivating my relationship with God, the Holy Spirit has begun to prompt me to pray for the past 4 months to give me eyes to see and give me ears to hear what thus says the Lord. So I'm like, "Lord, purify my eyes, purify my heart, purify my ears. Give me eyes to see, give me ears to hear what thus says the Lord. I only want to hear from you. I only want to see what you have me to see. And I only want to speak when you have me to speak." So the Lord told me to read Jeremiah, and that's how I got the word for the sugary gospel, the lukewarm church, right? It's all on my YouTube page, what the Lord has been giving me. He gave me dreams about, the sugary gospel and the teeth falling out. He gave me dreams about the lukewarm church and gave me messages to give to the lukewarm church. And I'm like, "Lord, what is your will for me, right? What do you want me to do?" And he says, "I want you," or I no, my question was, "What is your will for me? What do you want me to do? And what type of prophet have you called me to be that I can mirror in the Bible?" He says, "I have called you to prepare the way for the Lord, because I am soon to return. You will be the voice in the wilderness. Be the voice in the wilderness to tell my people to repent, because I am soon to return." So I'm like, okay, like John the Baptist, who warned you to flee the coming wrath? God's axe is poised against you now to sever the trees that does not produce any fruit. Prove by the way that you live that you have turned from your wicked ways and that you are following God, right? I love that scripture, as you can see, right? So he says, "I want you to prepare the way in these last days to get my church ready for my second coming, because I am soon to return. You have a message of repentance. I can't preach any other message. I can't be like Celestial. I can't be like any other prophet, because my my will that God has for me is to prepare the way for the Lord, to tell the people that they need to repent, to tell the people to draw back to God, to tell the people that they need to get back to prayer, to tell the people that God is upset with them because they have these idols in their hearts. They have these idols in their church. They have these idols in their eyes. They have these idols in their ears, right? So therefore, the Lord says, dismantle your idols, dismantle the idols in your heart, dismantle the idols in your ears, dismantle the idols in your eyes. Come back to the altar. Come back to the commitment of the covenant that he gave me that word. Come back to the commitment of the covenant where you first met me. Come back to your first love. He gave me Joel chapter 2, verse 12 through 14. Come with weeping. Come tearing your hearts instead of your garments. Come with weeping and mourning. Come to me and I will give you a reprieve, a message of repentance. That's what the Lord gave me. Right? So we have to be also careful about the assignment that we think that God has given us. And the Lord had gave me Romans chapter 12, verse 2. When I allow God to change my way of thinking, then I will know the perfect will that God has for me. God gave me that 2 days ago. How do you know the perfect will that God has for you? He has for you once you have him transform your mind. We have to allow the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of the Most High God, to transform our mind to be like Christ so we would know the perfect will that he has for us, right? So then he goes down to verse 6. And Romans chapter 12, if God give you the gift of prophecy, prophesy as much faith as God has given you, or he gave you the gift of teaching, or if he gave you the gift of giving, whatever God has given you, we don't have to covet another gift because we think that this gift is more quote unquote glamorous. We don't have to do none of that. We just have to do what God called us to do. Those who will inherit the kingdom of God are the ones who do the will of the Father, which is why the scripture comes alive to me every day when it says, when people will say, I prophesy in your name, I cast out demons in your name, I've done this, I've done that. And he says, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. What does iniquity mean? Iniquity means to bend the word of God, to compromise the word of God. God called you to do A, but you're trying to do B and C. God didn't call you to do that. You cannot go and do what God has not called you to do. God didn't call you. God didn't send you to do that. So if God didn't call you to do it, if God didn't send you to do it, you are in disobedience. It doesn't matter who you are. It does not matter who you are. It does not matter who you are. The Lord gave me a word. He says, the prideful will fall. The prideful will fall. This is what the Lord says. The prideful will fall, that he will remove. Isaiah 22, verse 25. Or is it 25, verse 22? I'll put it up on the screen. Because I'm going to remove the nail that seems so secure. I'm going to remove the nail that seems so secure. And everything that's around it is going to crumble. Everything that it upholds is going to crumble around with it. Because you thought that you were so secure. You thought that you were so in tune with God. He says, well, I'm going to remove everything that supports it. Everything that nails support it, I'm going to remove it. It's not just for Tiffany. It's not just for TJ's. It's not just for Prophet Lobby. It's not just for Prophet Passion, whatever his name is. It's for anyone who's doing anything that's outside of the will of God. I'm going to remove the nail that seems so secure, and everything around it is going to crumble, the Lord says. This is what he says. He says, come back to the altar. Come back to the altar. That's what he wants us to do ultimately, is to come back to our first love. He would no way cast us out if we come with our hearts torn with weeping and mourning. He wants to give us a reprieve. What is a reprieve? A reprieve is to postpone and to cancel the debt of sin. To postpone and cancel a debt of death. He says, because the wages of sin is death. So if I give you a reprieve, I will cancel it. I will postpone it because you have came to me with a repentant heart. That's what the Lord ultimately wants, a repentant heart. Why should you die? Choose life. Why should you die? He wished that no one would perish. He wants us to come back to him with a repentant heart, with a surrender heart, to say, Lord, what must I do to be in right standing with you? I'll give it up. It doesn't matter about the influence. It doesn't matter about the money. It doesn't matter what people have to say. As long as I am in right standing with you, it does not matter. Am I trying to please God or am I trying to please the people? That is what the Lord is saying. Why are you trying to please people that can only kill your body when you should be trying to please me, who can kill your body and your soul? Let's get back to the altar. Let's get back to the altar. Oh, Holy Spirit, I feel you. Let's get back to the altar of repentance, of living a holy and separate life. Let's give back to the altar, people. Let's dismantle these idols. It doesn't matter who they are. If I'm following a minister of God, and I heard James, I can't pronounce his last name, but he is the owner of Prayer Store, and I just love that ministry. He said, have you ever been following someone, and when you were following them, you was getting fed spiritually by the word of God, and then you go and you listen to them one more time and you just ain't feeling it in the word, like there's a check in your spirit. I'm like, yes. And you stop following them. He said it could be one or two things, that you have outgrown their ministry, right? Because that can happen. It has nothing to do with their relationship with God, but you just have outgrown their ministry, and or God has left them. God has left them, so therefore his spirit does not dwell with them anymore. And I think that's what a lot of people who have left Tiffany Montgomery's Covered by God, they have left for those two reasons. One, they have outgrown it. Two, God has left Covered by God. He's left there. Yes, he sees that you guys are genuine. Yes, he sees that you guys are pouring out your hearts, but he also sees the idolatry that you have in your heart for this woman. He sees the idolatry, even though she's telling you, do not make me an idol. Don't have me as an idol in your heart, because I'm telling you, and now my hands are washed. You're saying that, but your heart secretly admires that they have you as an idol. You secretly like that people follow you, right? And the reason why I can say that is because of two things. I'm going to let you know right now. When she was going back and forth with Joanne, she was like, you know, it just gave me more exposure and I got more followers on a platform that I don't even really use like that. I'm like, you care about followers? Like, did it boil down to you have more followers now? Okay. You know, and then her friend Abednego said the same thing. Oh, I have more followers, when he was going through his whatever little thing. And so then, okay, your heart was exposed. So you care about the followers. Okay. One of the lives I was watching, she had her book out, Cover the Year of the Bride, the book, or whatever. And she told everyone in that auditorium, she told everyone, go to Amazon and give my book a 5-star review. And I said, how are you just going to tell people to give your book a 5-star review? Especially if they haven't even finished reading it, or if they don't agree that it's a 5-star review. How are you going to tell people, I want everyone to go to Amazon right now and give this book a 5-star review? And how can you just tell them what to do? And like little sheep, that's what they did. That's exactly what they did. And I thought that was so wrong. I thought it was manipulative. Not that she manipulated you to buy the book and to give it 5 stars, but I thought it was manipulative to the point where if you follow this ministry and if God has touched you, you have the obligation to go to Amazon and put a 5-star review. You have to put a 5-star review. You can't put no other review, but you have to put a 5-star review. And I said, Lord, that's not right. You can't tell people to put a 5-star review. Now, I'm going to get to what Celestial said. Celestial said this. She said, I'm not saying that she's not a Christian. What I'm saying is that God did not call her to be a prophet.
I'm speaking of the one called Prophetess Tiffany Montgomery. The Lord says that that is not his. This does not mean that the person is not a Christian. I'm not venturing to speak bad. But this does not mean that the person is from God. I am not venturing to speak good. I'm speaking that the Lord showed me very clearly in a dream what looks like a duck, what quacks like a duck, what moves like a duck, what speaks like a duck, what is bringing about all the correct and appropriate duck reactions in the witnesses who are watching it. But if God says, this is not mine, that means that the emphasis, the life, the power in the thing is not coming from Yah himself. It is very easy to maintain a ministry on human strength. It is very easy to maintain a ministry on human knowledge of the scripture. If you know the scripture well enough and you know how to turn a phrase, you can preach a sermon every day of the week. It doesn't mean that it's a sent sermon.
So it doesn't matter if you have a microphone and you can stand in front of the people and you can rebuke. God did not call you to be in the office of a prophet. So I want people to understand the words that Celestial said. Celestial did not say that Tiffany Montgomery is not an authentic Christian. What I hear is an open rebuke. And I believe that God has been dealing with Tiffany about this behind closed doors. And because she is stiff-necked and prideful and refused and have built up this persona of her being a prophet called by God, that he is exposing her. And so let's see Right? I'm going to watch and I'm going to pray. And I'm actually going to pray that God allows her to humble herself. I'm going to pray and I'm going to see how she reacts. Because usually she gets online and she, you know, I know how she is. She's going to go back and forth, or she's going to try to refute what somebody says about her. But this is that Celestial don't go back and forth. That's what I love about her, is that Celestial does not go back and forth. She says what the Lord told her to say, and she goes on and moves on about her business. So I think that's why Tiffany Montgomery was so always agitated, or it rubbed her the wrong way when people would call her a false prophet, because a true prophet don't care if somebody call you a false prophet, right? Remember Isaiah, Lord, who has believed our report? Even Jeremiah, Lord, you know, he said, I'm sending you to a stiff-necked people that won't listen or hear anything that you have to say, right? But you must speak the words that I tell you to speak, or I will make you look like a fool in front of them, right? So I'm so careful. So if you feel like God has called you to be a prophet, ask him what type of prophet. Ask him, have you called me to be a prophet, right? Ask him, and what type of prophet has he called you to be? There's different offices of prophecy, right? And maybe he didn't call you to be a prophet. Maybe he has given you the gift of prophecy, as he has given us all the gift of prophecy through the Holy Spirit, but that's not your office. Maybe you're called to be a teacher. Maybe you're called to be a pastor. Maybe you're called to be a deaconess. Maybe you're called to be a deacon. Maybe you're just called to be on the usher boy, right? So ask God, what is your perfect will? Just thank you, Holy Spirit. Ask the Lord, what is your perfect will for me? Change my mind. Change the way I think to be the way that you think. Let this mind be in you that is also in Christ Jesus. Change the way I think so I may know the perfect will that you have for me, Father. So if I have the gift of teaching, let me be able to teach with all authority that you have given me. If I have the gift of giving, let me be able to give as generous as you have been given to us. If I have the gift of, what's the other one? I forget the other one right now. But whatever gift that God has given you, to write books, to sing, whatever gift that God has given to you, do it with all gratitude that he has given you that gift. You don't have to try to covet anyone else's gift. You don't have to try to covet a gift that God has not given you that mantle for, right? I believe that the gift that God has given Tiffany Montgomery is the gift of teaching. You can teach. You should thrive in that. So it would be interesting, to say the least, to see her response to this. And then if she will actually seek the Lord on this and come out and say, you know what, or maybe she doesn't have to come out, right? Maybe the Lord tell her she don't have to come out. Maybe she owe the public an explanation? I believe so, because she was very public about her role as a prophet and her followers. But we'll see, right? We will see. Pray for Tiffany Montgomery. Pray that she will humble herself and to actually hear from God. Lord, I heard this about me. Is this actually true? Yeah, I'm humbling myself to see if this is what you have for me. I'm going to go on a fast. I'm going to pull back from social media. I'm going to pull back from everything that I'm doing right now so I could concentrate on you and you only. And I could go into my secret place for a few weeks, maybe a few months, so I can hear from you clearly. I think that's what God is calling most of us to do. It's just to pull back from social media, pull back from all the noise so we can hear God clearly. That has always been my prayer for the past 4 to 6 months, is Lord, give me eyes to see, give me ears to hear. How can I consecrate myself to you? What is the level? I did a video. What is the level of consecration that you require of me so I can be in right standing with you? That was my prayer. And the Lord gave it to me. Pull off of social media. And that's what I did. He removed the idols from my eyes. How can I see God if there's idols in my eyes? How can I see God if there's idols in my ears? How can I hear God if there's idols in my ears? How can I speak the word of God if there's idols in my heart? Lord, remove the idol. Right? She's preaching so much on idolatry. But remember, the message goes to you first. The message goes to you first. Before it goes to the masses. Lord, what are the idols? Reveal the idols so I can remove the idols, so I can draw closer to you and you can draw closer to me. So I will be able to operate in the capacity, in the gift, in the will that you have for me since before you placed me in my mother's womb. I think that should be our prayer, not just for her, but for ourselves, for our pastors, for our leaders, for our parents, for our family. Lord, what is your level of consecration that you require of me so I can be in right standing with you? So that's all I have to say. Let me know what you guys think about this video. Let me know what you guys think about this video in the comments. And I will talk to you all later. Bye.